You're very welcome to Climate Change for Beginners. I'm Dr. Kieran O'Carroll. On this special New Year's Day podcast, I'll be sharing three facts everyone must know about climate change going into the new decade. Fact 1. 18 of the 19 warmest years have occurred since 2001. Our planet is now 1 degree Celsius hotter than before the Industrial Revolution. Global heating is projected to pass 1.5 degrees Celsius by 2040 and will accelerate towards 3 or even possibly 4 degrees Celsius by 2080. Scientists agree this is due to human activities such as the burning of greenhouse gases and deforestation, which both release carbon dioxide into the atmosphere in ever-increasing quantities. Fact 2. Carbon dioxide emissions hit a record high in 2019. Emissions of planet-warming carbon dioxide from fossil fuels hit another record high this year, putting countries even further off course from their goal of halting global warming. The data did contain a glimmer of good news. The USA, the European Union, both managed to cut their carbon dioxide output this year, while India's emissions grew far more slowly than expected. And global emissions from coal, the worst polluting of all fossil fuels, unexpectedly declined by almost 1%. But scientists have long warned that it's not enough for emissions to grow slowly or even just stay flat in the years ahead. In order to avoid many of the most severe consequences of climate change, global carbon dioxide emissions need to decline each year and reach roughly zero well before 2050. Fact 3. Natural gas has become the biggest driver of emissions growth. In 2019, natural gas overtook coal to become the major driver of fossil fuel emissions growth. And China, the US, and India are all projected to increase natural gas emissions over the coming years. This is despite the fact that natural gas is an extremely dirty fossil fuel containing methane, which has 86 times the warming potential of CO2. In order to avoid many of the most severe consequences of climate change, we must stop the burning of natural gas and invest in the development of more renewable energy. A final thought as we enter 2020. As the climate crisis intensifies, people now realize how interconnected the world's natural life support systems are. As one falls, another is triggered. It's like a domino effect. In some cases, they even amplify one another. Here's an example. More heat means more forest fires, which dries out more trees, which then burn more easily, which then release more carbon, which pushes global temperatures even higher, which melts more ice, which exposes more of the Earth to sunlight, which warms the poles, which lowers the temperature gradient with the equator, which slows ocean currents and weather system, which result in more extreme storms and longer droughts. It's also clear that positive climate feedbacks are not limited to physics, but stretch to economics, politics, and psychology. The Amazon is turning into a savanna because the loss of forest is weakening rainfall, which makes harvests lower, which gives farmers an economic motivation to clear more land to make up for that lost production, which means more fires, less rain. Everything's connected, all of the Earth's ecosystems, and that's a huge problem. And it also takes a long time to put the brakes on. Temperatures won't stop rising until emissions are zero. This means not only do we have to stop the emission of greenhouse gases, but we have to remove what we've already emitted from the atmosphere. It's not yet clear whether we know how to do this effectively or safely. So as we enter the new decade, we need to shift decisively away from fossil fuels, including natural gas, invest in renewable energy, and focus on developing shared community-based solutions to adapt to a warmer world. That's it for today. Please subscribe to Climate Change for Beginners. And if you'd like to submit a question for a future podcast, please visit climatechangeforbeginners.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Kieran Climate. Thanks for listening.